This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government forwards multiple ordinances to President as opposition demands parliamentary session and withdrawal of proposals. Nepal-China sign agreement for second phase of Kathmandu Ring Road expansion, China to provide Rs. 11 billion grant. Authorities crack down on illegal promotion of overnight stays at Everest Base Camp, issue strict warning. And U.S. President Trump vows to maintain Iran blockade, Tehran threatens practical action. Now the news in detail. The government has recommended several ordinances to the president. The ordinances issued by the Council of Ministers on April 27 focus on making appointments in public bodies more transparent and competitive, reducing politicization, speeding up public construction and improving land and survey services. Another ordinance proposes changes to the Cooperative Act, introducing licensing requirements for savings and credit cooperatives and creating a relief fund to help return deposits to affected members. The government has also proposed amendments to laws related to universities, health science institutes and around 20 other acts covering sectors such as land management, education, forest, health, civil administration and insurance. Meanwhile, opposition parties have criticized the move, urging the government to convene a session of the federal parliament. A meeting led by Nepali Congress parliamentary leader Bhismaraj Angdembe called on the government to withdraw key ordinances, including those related to the Constitutional Council and cooperatives, and present them in the House instead. Leaders from CPN-UML, the Nepali Communist Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party were present at the meeting, reflecting on broader push from opposition forces for parliamentary discussion on the proposed legal changes. Likewise, the government has started a pilot project to pay civil servants' salaries every 15 days. The system was formally launched by Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle at the Ministry of Finance with implementation through the computerized government accounting system. Officials said the employees under the Finance Ministry have already received their first half-month salary for the month of Baisakh. The government plans to gradually expand the system to other public sector employees based on its effectiveness. Chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Ravi Lamisane, has said the government will take responsibility for the proper management of homeless citizens and ensure that no one is left without shelter during relocation from high-risk areas. Quoting the party chair, RSP spokesperson Manish Jha said the government has already issued repeated notices to relocate settlements from disaster-prone areas and is concerned about the long-term safety of affected citizens. On the recent ordinances, Chair Lamisane said they were introduced to meet public expectations and bring necessary governance reforms, not to target or favour any group. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has made public its achievements over the past month, claiming improvements in the service delivery since Dr. Bikram Timmelsinha assumed office. The ministry said it has implemented the government's 100-point good governance agenda by accelerating delayed projects and introducing reforms in digital services, telecommunications, postal systems and cybersecurity. According to the ministry, policy reform, improved technical services and direct public benefits remain top priorities. The government of Nepal and China have signed an agreement for the second phase of the Kathmandu Ring Road expansion project, with China providing a grant of 11 billion rupees. The agreement was signed at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure, Transport and Urban Development by Minister Sunil Lamsal and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming. Under the project, the ring road will be expanded from Kalanki to Basundhara. The first phase of the expansion from Koteshwar to Kalanki has already been completed. Speaking at the event, Minister Lamsal said the government would ensure smooth implementation of the project and promptly address any challenges. He also highlighted that developing north-south connectivity remains a key national priority. Similarly, Ambassador Zhang expressed China's continued interest in supporting Nepal's infrastructure development, noting that more Chinese investors are willing to invest if a favorable environment is ensured. The District Administration Office Kathmandu has urged residents living alongside riverbanks and on encroached land in various parts of the district to evacuate immediately, citing disaster risk. In a public notice, the office asked people to vacate such settlements by Thursday evening, warning that evacuation operations in high-risk areas will begin from 7 a.m. on May 1st and have asked residents to move their belongings and livestock in advance. Meanwhile, the Nepali Army has clarified that it is updating data to map potential risk and strengthen disaster preparedness and response mechanisms. In a statement issued by its Public Relations and Information Directorate, the Army said the initiative is aimed at helping local units better manage possible disaster events within their areas of responsibility. The Army noted that with the onset of the rainy season, preparations are being made in coordination with relevant agencies to address monsoon-related risk with the goal of minimizing human and material losses. Resident Coordinator of the United Nations in Nepal, Leela Peters Yahya, paid a courtesy call on Speaker Dol Prasad Arial yesterday, where discussions were held on a range of issues, including Nepal UN cooperation, youth participation, education, gender equality, diplomacy, and climate change. During the meeting, Speaker Arial highlighted increased youth participation in the parliament, the need for greater inclusion of women in decision-making, and efforts to improve legislation in sectors such as education and health. Likewise, the UN resident coordinator praised Nepal's democratic progress and the growing role of youth in governance, describing it as a positive example internationally. The Department of Tourism has warned of legal action against individuals or companies promoting or selling overnight stay packages at Sagarmatha Base Camp. Issuing a notice, the department said it has received complaints about advertisements offering overnight accommodation at the base camp, which is not permitted under existing regulations. According to the department, only authorized personnel such as expedition members, guides, high-altitude workers and support staff are allowed to stay at the base camp and has reminded all concerned to strictly follow the mountaineering regulations. The department further warned that any activity found in violation of the legal provisions will face action under prevailing laws. Nepal national cricket team has been defeated by Oman national cricket team by 102 runs in a rain-affected match under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2. The match held at TU Cricket Ground was decided using the Duckworth-Lewis Stern method after rainfall interrupted play. Chasing a target of 306 runs, Nepal scored 155 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in 36.5 overs. Earlier, opted to bat first, Oman posted 305 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 50 overs. With this win, Oman moves to third place in the standings with 31 points from 26 matches, while Nepal remains in the 7th position with 14 points from 22 matches. Nepal had earlier defeated the UAE in its previous match of the tri-series and will again face UAE on Friday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran remain at an impasse over nuclear negotiations and maritime tensions in the Gulf amid rising regional and economic concerns. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the naval blockade on Iran will continue until a nuclear agreement is reached, indicating that Washington is not in a rush to resume negotiations and has rejected Iran's limited proposal linking easing of maritime pressure to sanctions relief. Iran, meanwhile, has made the lifting of maritime restrictions a condition for talks and continues to insist on its right to enrich uranium, rejecting calls to dismantle its nuclear program. Both sides have traded accusations, with Iran alleging economic pressure and internal destabilization attempts by the US, while Washington maintains that Iran's military capacity has been strictly weakened. Diplomatic efforts continue at multiple levels, however, talks have so far failed to produce a breakthrough. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain generally cloudy across the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi and Madhya provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country and at a few places in the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly and local winds along with a low pressure system in the lower atmosphere near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 16 to 18 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 23 and 25 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government forwards multiple ordinances to President as opposition demands parliamentary session and withdrawal of proposals. Nepal-China sign agreement for second phase of Kathmandu Ring Road expansion, China to provide Rs. 11 billion grant. Authorities crack down on illegal promotion of overnight stays at Everest Base Camp, issue strict warning. And US President Trump vows to maintain Iran blockade, Tehran threatens practical action. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.